Mustard?
No, thank you.
A little wine?
No, thank you, Mr. Lovelace.
Dear creature, you still seem in such distress when there is so much to be happy for. I promise to be governed by you in every step. I have a number of proposals for you as to what accommodation you might consider. Obviously, this inn is not suitable. You don't answer. Have I offended you? Surely there is much to rejoice in.
There is nothing to rejoice in. I have brought shame to a family I love. I'm at a loss as to which way to turn, my reputation now undoubtedly ruined. I have asked you to leave, knowing that that alone may somehow save my name, but you insist on staying.
My dearest love, I risked all to free you from a household that was cruel to you, that confined you, that would have enforced a marriage that would have enslaved you. Would you have rather I left you in your gloomy father's house?
I'll not have a word said against my father. It was your constant attentions that forced them into pursuing the settlement and marriage with Mr. Soames. You must see, if you had left me alone, then I would still be, as I once was, cherished